This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, Republican from the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is a coalition of House conservatives. We want to get his thoughts on the newest major debate in Congress that's emerging, as well as what he's heard from his constituents since going home for the Easter recess. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us as always.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much. Great to be with you again.
Well, we know that most of the political and rhetorical oxygen has been taken up with the health care debate and to some extent the fight over how to create jobs in this country. But one issue that I know that the House dealt with last year and will have to deal with again in the coming weeks is the overhaul of the financial regulatory system. I know there's different bills. The House passed its version, and Senator Dodd is leading the charge for the Senate version of this bill. Bring our listeners up to date. What was in the House version of the bill, and what was your vote on it?
Well, I opposed the House version of the bill, and I think that now with the year-plus debate on health care that the American people have been awakened to really the default position of the Democrats in charge, Speaker Pelosi and Senator Reid and others, and that is that they believe that the government ought to be dictating much more of the aspects of our daily lives, and we simply believe that ought not be the case. We trust people, they trust government. From a financial regulatory scheme, what that means is that they believe that there ought to be a permanent bailout structure in our government. They don't believe that Fannie and Freddie are the culprit at all in the challenges that we face from a regulatory standpoint. And they believe that a regulatory scheme ought to decrease the availability of credit for folks by decreasing the ability of financial institutions to provide that credit as opposed to increase it. So from our standpoint, we believe strongly that the bailout culture needs to end, that we ought not have any more bailouts at the federal level, that we need to address the issue of Fannie and Freddie and decrease their liability because it's all taxpayer liability now. And we need to have a regulatory scheme that is much more flexible and nimble so that people can create those wonderful dreams and visions that they have, the essence, really, of being an American.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, and obviously our listeners are aware with the TARP plan that passed almost a year and a half ago now, the Wall Street bailout, and then there was the bailout for the auto industry and some other steps along the way. What sort of government power would be passed along here if Congress approves this to companies that the government deems might be in a position to fail? How much reach would the government have here into some of these firms?
Well, it would really be significant. There would be, in essence, a tax on businesses to fund a bailout slush fund so that any entity that the government deemed to be, quote, too big to fail, unquote, would then be bailed out by this slush fund that they would create. Now, the problem with that is that the regulatory scheme that would come along with that is one that would provide the federal government with huge authority to reach way down into a company, for example, a bank, all the way down to the teller level, to dictate what the salary of that individual or the income of that individual would be. So it is a remarkable far reach on the part of the federal government. We don't believe that's appropriate, and with the past activities, as you mentioned, owning automobile companies, running banks, running insurance companies, determining CEOs, the whole healthcare reach, ending the private student loan program in favor of a government program, we believe that the American people are fed up with Washington being the answer.
Some say the Senate version of this bill is a little more moderate. Do you see anything in there that you like that, or at least that would get you close to supporting it?
It has a smaller bailout slush fund. And it puts what they call the Consumer Financial Protection Agency under the Federal Reserve as opposed to having it be another bureaucracy all unto itself. But those really are fig leaves to cover up what is, again, a very broad reach by the federal government into the financial sector that we believe strongly would decrease the likelihood of the private sector being economically viable and succeeding. And it's important to appreciate that because every dollar that the federal government takes out of the private sector is a dollar that's not available for job creation or people to realize their dreams in the private arena. And that's the main concern that we have, is that the federal government continues to broaden and extend its reach into our daily lives.
Congressman, I remember talking with you many times about the Republican alternative to the health care legislation and going bullet by bullet through the major provisions of that alternative legislation. What about on the financial regulatory overhaul front? What needs to be part of meaningful legislation?
Well, again, in this area, we believe that the status quo is unacceptable and that there are positive solutions that need to be put in place. The first one is that bailouts need to end. We should have no more federal government bailouts of private companies. That's just not the way the system ought to work. Secondly, we need to address the whole issue of Fannie and Freddie and the incredible power that they have now. We need to decrease their portfolio, and we need to move the ability of individuals to gain private mortgages up the ladder as opposed to having everything backed by the federal government. And third, we need to make certain that the regulatory scheme, the mechanism that we have, is flexible and nimble so that we're not punishing people out in the private sector for creating new investment vehicles, but we're making sure that somebody is minding the store, that there's a regulatory scheme that's in place. So those are the main characteristics that we have. We believe that the current system of bankruptcy for companies that are challenged ought to be expedited as well in a final way, so that there is not a prolonged period of time. We move folks through an expedited bankruptcy process as opposed to the bailout process.
Congressman, I know that you and many of your colleagues said that you believe that the House Democrats rammed through the health care vote so that they could get it done before that the Democratic members had to go back and face their constituents during the Easter recess. How fired up are your constituents now that you've had the chance to be around them for a few days?
Oh, goodness, Greg. I tell you, I've been in my district and then a number of others as well since we broke about 10 days ago, and people are just as mad as they can be about what they see as a federal government that is no longer listening to the citizens across this land. And they understand and appreciate that the way to change that is through elections. And so this November, I think, will be a watershed election and really a remarkable change in the political movement in our country. People understand that elections are consequential. Many folks who haven't been involved in the election process for a long, long time recognize now that their vote is absolutely pivotal. And they're engaging in ways that I frankly haven't seen in my political career.
Some say that the Tea Party movement is basically anti-incumbent across the board, regardless of party. Do you think that they could potentially be a third-party monkey in the wrench, or do you think that in the end that those who are fed up and in the streets are going to align with your efforts to get back in the majority?
It can break both ways depending on the district, but I believe that the folks involved in the Tea Party movement are just wonderful, patriotic Americans by and large, and they ought to be embraced. Most of these people are folks that just trusted that their government was going to work in the right way, and they've been relatively complacent, and now they recognize that there is a significant difference between Republicans and Democrats when the left side of the Democrat Party is given the reins of power. So I've been lifting them up and encouraging their activity. I think that what they believe in terms of smaller government, lower taxes, greater individual responsibility are the kinds of things that are fundamental American principles. And as long as we rally around those, I think we'll be in great shape.
Congressman, unfortunately, we've got to run. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, head of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.